following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Welcome to Memorable Moments in History. It was the 7th of February, 1795, that the 11th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution was ratified, limiting the powers of the federal judiciary over the states by prohibiting federal lawsuits against individual states. It's also the birthday of Thomas More in 1478. He died in 1535 and was born in London, England. He was a lawyer, scholar, and held the title of Lord Chancellor of England. As a loyal Catholic, he refused to acknowledge the divorce of King Henry VIII from Queen Catherine, thus the king's religious supremacy. He was charged with treason, found guilty, and beheaded in 1535, with his head then displayed from Tower Bridge. 400 years later, in 1935, he was canonized by Pope Pius XI. It's also the birthday of the English novelist Charles Dickens in 1812. He died in 1870 and was born in Portsmouth, England. He examined social inequalities through his works, including David Copperfield, Oliver Twist, and Nicholas Nickleby. In 1843, he created A Christmas Carol in just a few weeks, an enormously popular work even today. It was the 8th of February, 1587, that Mary Stuart, Queen of Scots, was beheaded at Fotheringhay, England, after 19 years as a prisoner of Queen Elizabeth I. She became entangled in the complex political events surrounding the Protestant Reformation in England, was charged with complicity in a plot to assassinate Elizabeth. And on that date in 1910, the Boy Scouts of America was founded by William Boyce in Washington, D.C., modeled after the British Boy Scouts. It's the birthday of the Union Civil War General, William Tecumseh Sherman, in 1820. He died in 1891 and was born in Lancaster, Ohio. And on the 9th of February, 1943, during World War II in the Pacific, U.S. troops captured Guadalcanal in the Solomon Islands after a six-month battle. 9,000 Japanese and 2,000 Americans were killed. It's also the birthday on the 9th of February of William Henry Harrison in 1773. He died in 1841 and was the 9th U.S. president born in Berkeley, Virginia. He took office on March 4, 1841, died only 32 days later after contracting pneumonia from cold weather during his inaugural ceremonies. Now for the first clue to this week's Memorable Moments Memory Buster. He received the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1930. Think about it for a couple of minutes, and if you don't know the answer, I'll give you another clue a little later in the program. It was the 10th of February, 1942, that the first U.S. Medal of Honor during World War II was awarded to 2nd Lieutenant Alexander Nininger, posthumously for heroism during the Battle of Bataan. On that same date, in 1967, the 25th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution was ratified, clarifying the procedures for presidential succession in the event of the disability of a sitting president. Japan celebrates the 11th of February as the founding date of the Japanese nation, which occurred with the ascension of the throne of the first emperor, Jimmu, in 660 BC. And on that date, in 1929, Italian dictator Benito Mussolini granted independence to the state of the Vatican City, recognized the sovereignty of the Pope or the Holy See over the entire area, measuring about 110 acres. It was in 1990 this week in South Africa. Nelson Mandela, at age 71, was released from prison after serving 27 years of a life sentence on charges of attempting to overthrow the apartheid government. In April of 1994, he was elected president in the first all-race elections. It's also the birthday of the American inventor Thomas Edison in 1847. He died in 1931 and was born in Milan, Ohio. Throughout his lifetime, he would acquire over 1,200 patents, including the incandescent bulb, phonograph, and movie camera. Best known for his quote, "Genius is 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration." It's the birthday on the 12th of February of the author and naturalist Charles Darwin in 1809. He died in 1882, and he was born in Shrewsbury, England. Best known for his work, Origin of the Species, concerning the theory of evolution. And on the 13th of February, 1635, Boston Latin School, the first public school in America, was established in Boston, Massachusetts. On that date in 1945, the Allies began massive bombing raids on Dresden, Germany, starting a four-day firestorm visible for 200 miles that engulfed the historic old city, killing an estimated 135,000 persons. It's also the birthday of the American artist Grant Wood in 1892. He died in 1942 and was born near Atomosa, Iowa, best known for his painting American Gothic, featuring a farm couple. Also this week in 1741, the American magazine, the first magazine in the United States, was published in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. It beat Benjamin Franklin's General Magazine off the presses by 3 days. And in 1867 this week, Johann Strauss' magnificent Blue Danube Waltz was played for the first time at a public concert in Vienna, Austria. Now for the second clue to this week's Memorable Moments, Memory Buster. He received the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1930. His works include Babbitt and It Can't Happen Here. Still don't know? Well, you'll have to wait till the end of the program before I give you the answer. It was in 1875 this week that Mrs. Edna Canuse of Watertown, Wisconsin, gave birth to America's first quintuplets. Sadly, all five of the baby boys died within 2 weeks. And it was in 1914, the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers, best known as ASCAP, was formed in New York City. The society was founded to protect the copyrighted musical compositions of its members. And in 1920 this week, the National Negro Baseball League was organized. It was in 1882 that the last bare-knuckle fight for the heavyweight boxing championship took place in Mississippi City. John L. Sullivan punched Patty Ryan's lights out and sent him to 99th Land in Round 9. It was in 1893 that Alicia Gray of Highland Park, Illinois, patented a machine called the telautograph. It automatically signed autographs to documents, freeing up those who would be autographing these things so they could take care of other matters. And in 1940, movie fans watched the world premiere of the Walt Disney animation Pinocchio at the Center Theater in Manhattan. The showing followed that of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs as Disney's second feature-length film. One critic called the show the happiest event since the war. We are still arguing about the meaning of that statement. Let us know if you can figure it out. Also this week in 1964, more than 3,000 fans jammed JFK Airport in New York City as Beatle media invaded the United States. The Beatles, John Lennon, Paul McCartney, George Harrison, and Ringo Starr arrived for their first U.S. visit, including an appearance on The Ed Sullivan Show. The Fab Four controlled the top spot on the pop music charts for the next 15 weeks and owned the top of the album charts for 10 weeks. 5 years later, Tom Jones, the Prince of Wales, all puns intended, premiered on ABC TV after the network acquired the rights to the singing sensation's popular United Kingdom show. The network paid a British production company an estimated $20 million for those rights. They cried in one of Tom's hankies all the way to the bank. And in 1997, these films began runs in the United States. The Beautician and the Beast, starring Fran Drescher and Timothy Dalton. Dante's Peak, with Pierce Brosnan and Linda Hamilton. The Pest, starring John Leguizamo and Tammy Townsend, and Suburbia with Jace Bartok, Amy Carey, Nikki Catt, A.J. Nadeau, and Parker Posey. Now for the answer to this week's Memorable Moments Memory Buster. He received the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1930. His works include Babbitt and It Can't Happen Here. Well, it's the birthday of the American social critic and novelist Sinclair Lewis in 1885. He died in 1951 and was born in Sauk Center, Minnesota. He received the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1930. And yes, his works included Main Street, Babbitt, and It Can't Happen Here. I'll leave you today with this quote from Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. Life has taught us that love does not consist in gazing at each other, but in looking outward together in the same direction. This has been Stephen J. Lowenstein reading to you. Thanks for listening here on theflypod.com. Join me next week for another edition of Memorable Moments in History.